In this bulletin, Chinese telco Huawei revealed as the biggest corporate sponsor of overseas trips for politicians. The federal opposition says it will roll back tax cuts for many small businesses if it wins the next election. And the first knockout stage matchups at the Football World Cup are set. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New research has revealed Chinese telecommunications firm Huawei has paid for more trips taken by Australian federal politicians than any other corporation in the past 8 years. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute analysed the parliamentary register of MPs and senators' declared gifts and interests, noting that Huawei paid for both flights and accommodation for 12 trips to China over that period. Liberal politicians took 7 of the trips, while Labor took 5, but Labor parliamentarians took more sponsored trips to China overall. Huawei says the trips are educational opportunities for Australian politicians. Labor will roll back tax cuts for many small businesses if it wins the next election. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor will rescind the coalition's tax cuts for businesses with turnovers of between $10 and $50 million. Mr. Shorten says Labor is still considering what to do about tax rates for businesses with turnovers of between $2 million and $10 million. But he says it all comes down to values.
Fundamentally, you've got to look at priorities. I just don't agree with Mr. Turnbull that the four big banks deserve $17 billion in tax cut over the next 10 years. I would rather see $17 billion be put back into our schools. I don't agree with Mr. Turnbull that multinationals should get a tax cut, yet we're not carrying out cuts to our hospitals and healthcare system. It's all a matter of values. Now, he's entitled to his opinion. He's made it very clear. He's for the top end of town. I'm for our hospitals and school funding.
An international student has spoken out about falling victim to a phone scam that saw her endure a 10-day ordeal, ending with her being found by police in a Melbourne airport hotel. Speaking to SBS Viceland's The Feed, Xiao Shen says she lost a total of $500,000 to the scammers who target Mandarin speakers. Some victims are told they face extradition and criminal charges, or are even fooled into thinking that they've been kidnapped. Police say Australian victims have already handed over more than $9 million. These victims describe what they were told over the phone.
I got a phone call from a lady who claims she's from the Chinese embassy, and she said, the Interpol in Beijing has requested the federal government to cancel your visa in Australia. Oh. That's serious.
She said, you have until 4 o'clock today to act on this because they will put a travel ban on me.
And the SBS Viceland The Feed's exclusive investigation airs tonight. The first knockout stage matchups at the Football World Cup are set. Spain and Portugal from Group B have joined Uruguay and hosts Russia from Group A in the round of 16. Uruguay has finished top of Group A after thrashing Russia 3-0 in Samara. Saudi Arabia beat Egypt 2-1 in the other Group A game. Spain needed a last-minute goal to draw 2-2 with already eliminated Morocco in Kaliningrad. But they've topped Group B after Portugal could only manage a 1-1 draw with a spirited Iran. Portugal coach Fernando Santos says his side is pleased to advance, but also gave plenty of credit to Iran after a dramatic contest.
Well, the most important thing is that we're going to continue playing. That's the main conclusion of this match. That's what we wanted to do, to remain here. We had a strong opponent, so I'd like to give congratulations to Carlos for the beautiful work he's been doing as head of the Iranian national team. They've proven themselves again through these matches that they're very well organised.
Portugal will play Uruguay in the round of 16 in Sochi on Sunday morning. Spain will play Russia in the round of 16 in Moscow late Sunday night. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, cloudy and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, similar and 13. Mostly sunny in Hobart and 14 degrees. Mostly sunny for Canberra, 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. More cloud for Sydney, 17 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 18. Brisbane, a possible shower and 21. Cairns, a few showers, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.